Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Trump is expected to return to the campaign trail tonight. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Lisa Hagan reports Trump is rallying in Georgia on behalf of two GOP candidates for the U.S. Senate.
Georgia's Senate runoffs in January could decide control of Congress. But President Trump's insistence that widespread voter fraud cost him a second term has complicated these crucial Senate races. Republican incumbent Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler have struggled to walk a tight balance politically. They've backed Trump's false claims that Georgia's election system is compromised while still trying to turn out Republican voters to participate in that system. Recently, pro-Trump lawyers have encouraged Republicans in the state to boycott the runoff. Since losing the election, the president has been attacking Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp for not intervening on Trump's behalf in the recount process. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Hagan.
President-elect Joe Biden told reporters he also plans to head to Georgia at an unspecified time. Democratic candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock must both win in order to flip control of the Senate. The Census Bureau has found more major flaws in the results of the 2020 census. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the latest discovery may prevent Trump from carrying out an unprecedented change to the data that determined the next Electoral College map.
The Census Bureau has been uncovering irregularities that need more quality checks before it can release the first set of results from this year's count. A person familiar with operations but not authorized to speak for the Bureau tells NPR that the number of census records that may be affected has ballooned into the millions. The time it takes to fix those errors, which were first reported by the New York Times, could stop President Trump from getting control of census numbers before leaving office. The Constitution says those counts must include the whole number of persons in each state. Trump is seeking to exclude unauthorized immigrants, and the Supreme Court is reviewing if he can legally do that. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
The Pentagon says it is removing hundreds of U.S. troops from Somalia. NPR's Tom Bowman reports many will be repositioned in neighboring Kenya to continue assaults on the militant group Al-Shabaab.
The move has been expected for months as the Pentagon plans to remove or reposition troops throughout Africa as a part of an effort to bring troops home or free them up for missions in other parts of the world. A statement from the Pentagon says the U.S. is not withdrawing or disengaging from Africa. Most of the American troops are special operators, taking part in raids and training Somali soldiers. The move comes as President Trump also has ordered troop cuts in Afghanistan and Iraq. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
A 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck today off the coast of Turkey. It was felt by residents of the coastal province of Antalya. Turkish media say there are no casualties. You're listening to NPR News. SpaceX has scrubbed today's planned launch of its Falcon 9 rocket due to bad weather. The cargo capsule was supposed to take off this morning from Florida's Kennedy Space Center and bring more than 6,000 pounds of supplies and science experiments to the International Space Station. SpaceX says they'll try again tomorrow. Nissan is the second automaker to publicly drop support for the Trump administration's fuel economy rollbacks. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, when President-elect Biden takes office, he's expected to push for more stringent emission standards and more electric vehicles.
When President Trump eased vehicle efficiency standards, he also declared that California could no longer set its own stricter requirements. That triggered a legal battle that has divided the car industry. Automakers like Ford and Honda backed California's right to set more environmentally conscious rules. But more companies, including GM, Nissan, and Toyota, supported the White House because it's easier to deal with one standard than several. Now, Nissan and GM have dropped their support for Trump's position. A Nissan spokesman said the company is confident that the auto industry, the Biden administration, and California can agree on a common sense set of standards to increase efficiency. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Britain's Royal Air Force has conducted a reconnaissance mission of the world's biggest iceberg. It's located in the Antarctic Ocean, and pictures reveal it is deteriorating. Multiple cracks and fissures have formed, and bigger chunks have broken off. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.